Praise the Lord. Is it my turn? It's good to be here, and I know Sue and Rick, you know, they have been coming up to the Navajo Reservation. And I got to know Rick way back, probably around 1980, and back in Pennsylvania. Tennessee. And we've been really getting close to each other, you know, and it's almost like Cabo and Endon coming together. And it's just so much, you know, we find out that we all need, you know, to come together. And I'm so glad to be here. But first of all, you know, I'd like to ask my wife, you know, and my son, I guess, to maybe sing a song, one song. And then maybe they can do a Navajo. But I have my wife and my oldest son and also the family there. And then I have my youngest daughter and the family. And can you stand up, Sophie? And her husband is working here in Phoenix. I don't know where, you know. When I get to Phoenix, you know, I don't know which is which and which way. I like to stay in the reservation where I know where to go and where I am, you know. But when anybody from Phoenix come over, you know, they don't know where they are either. Because there's no sign, the roads, you know, we have dirt roads. And so it's just kind of the same, you know. We don't know where we are, you know. When we come to you, it's just the same way. You go over there and you had to really know some things, you know. And one time, I asked Rick, when he was driving, says, make sure, you know, you don't go off the road. Stay on the road, you know. And he got stuck, you know, going off the road. And he was so embarrassed, you know, because he wants to be a Navajo. But after that, you know, he really knows about it. Well, can he come up? And
good morning. It's good to be in the house of the Lord this morning. Praise the Lord. The Lord's Day. And I just thank God for being here with our family and just spending time with Sue. Keeping her busy, running around with all my grandkids. We came in Thursday night or evening, and we're still here. And I just thank God that, you know, He provides our every need. So I'm going to ask Charlotte and Sophie, come on, help me sing. We're going to try, not try, but we're going to do the... we're going to do what's it called? Glory to His name in Navajo.
Jesus and Ajna stood by you. He has every day. Jesus, but me, Jesus, but the whole name, but the whole name, and it's so based on Jesus, but
Lord. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah.
I'm going to ask my older son, Mike, you know, to give a short praise song.
Dad's into praise this morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
I don't know what to sing. There's a song that I wrote probably when I was, I'd say 15, 16 years old, and I was barely learning to play the guitar at that time. So I'm going to share that with you. Good from memory. That's 30 years ago. God bless everyone.
You know, when Mike was playing those chords, the Lord was bringing that back to my memory, and that verse came to me: with every striking of the strings, it silences the enemy. Our praises silence the enemy, and I believe he's silenced today. I just want to, do you want to hold this or do you want to stand? You want to hold the microphone? Okay. All right. I just want to thank the Bagishi family for coming. I've been trying to get them to stay at my house for 30 years, and they finally came. But I just wanted to honor Kenneth and Mary, because they're the first ones who really embraced us and changed our lives forever. They actually changed the course of our life. That's how me and some of you wound up out here. was the call of God to this beautiful territory and this beautiful land. But I also want to tell you, we give honor where honor is due, because I believe Brother Kenneth is a prophet and he's an apostle. And we are expecting, we receive you in the name of a prophet and apostle, and we receive the reward of the apostle and the prophet today. Amen.
Praise the Lord. You know you're blessed. How many knows you're blessed? And a lot of time, you know, when things get hard, you know, it's hard to really believe that you're blessed. But it does not matter what you experience. God just plainly, you know, say you're blessed. Especially when you're going through hard time, it sounds like, you know, physically, you cannot really expect a blessing. But yet that's the time that you're really, really blessed. Especially when you really believe that you're blessed at the time that you should not be able to. And these are some of the things that we're entering in. When we go through hard time, you know, a lot of time, you know, we're physically are weak, and we are physically, Lord of God, at the place where, Lord of God, that we're so overwhelmed by things that, you know, the weakness of the flesh. But yet, God has a way, and also include, you know, gifts that we can have, you know, so that we can use that gift, you know, to bring forth, you know, change that can come quickly, or it can come, you know, naturally, Lord of God, and we can experience, you know, the wonderful thing that we really desire in our heart. Especially, you know, when we are sick or going through medical problem, you know, a physical problem. And God can instantly heal you. How many know that? And the way we think is, you know, if I take, you know, medication, I will gradually come to the place where I'll be better. But yet, with God, you know, God can do a quick work, and He can, Lord God, meet your need right where you are. And we experience so many miracles, you know, in our life, you know, and we're still experiencing miracle. And sometimes, you know, I couldn't really come to the place where I believe it's happening. But sometimes, Lord of God, I just amaze, you know, and get, Lord of God, get this miracle, you know, in my life, you know. And one of the things that I just want to say is that I know to a Navajo it's impossible to be an author of a book. And God led me, you know, to develop this book, you know. This is commentary to the book of Revelation. And God told me, you know, write that book, you know. You know, it's impossible. How many know that? And God told me, you know, to write it in Navajo. And so I had to struggle with it for a long, long time. And I asked the Lord, I said, that's impossible. No Navajo can do that. And I said, why do you choose me to do that, you know? And I had to really come and disagree with God, you know, when He told me to do this. And so God told me, you know, just go ahead and start it, you know. So I started, you know. I found out, you know, I was able to do that. And I get so excited about it. And the first book that I wrote, you know, was this kind of just being obedient to God, you know. But I did a lot of editing. And I'm still, this is the final version of this book. And I don't know why I was coming to Phoenix, but I brought this book, you know, when it was printed. We have a printer, you know, that God bless us with, and also we print this out, and I had a bind, and came, you know, and Susie, when I came, you know, I kind of, you know, felt like, you know, she was acting like, you know, the woman in the Bible, where he had a lamp and a table. And as I was sitting there, you know, I kind of realized, you know, Susie is that lady. He provided me, you know, a book. And then there's, I know there's some people here that have given some things, you know, for us to eat and stay where we are, you know, really enjoy it. As I sat there, I usually get up about 12 o'clock at night, you know, midnight. And when nobody bothers me, and I sit down and I go editing this, you know, and I don't go to bed till 5. Then I get my sleep 1 hour, you know, and I go on again in the daytime. So anyway, I'm really blessed, and I thank you, God, for Sue, you know, for taking us in, and then being here to minister to you. And I always think, you know, what do you say to people? You know, so meaning that I don't even know what I'm going to minister on, but yet God always, you know, meet my need. And so if you want to look at the book, you know, just look at it. You can't read it, though, because it's in Navajo. Anyway, I'll try to stop in 30 minutes, you know, because, you know, I found out, you know, that we have time, we have to go on time. Open your Bible to 1 Corinthians chapter 14. 1 Corinthians chapter 14. Right here in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, I'm using I never use this, you know, I usually use King James Version. I have my Bible with me, you know, but I don't know what happened. I couldn't find it in the pickup. So I asked my wife, you know, can I use a Bible? And she had the new King James Versions. So I'm going to use it. It says, in verse 1, it says, pursue. Everybody say that. Pursue love and desire spiritual gift, but especially that you may prophesy. There's two things, or three things, you know, happening here. The first thing that God says, that pursue love, meaning, you know, love has a lot to do with two or three or even many, you know, coming together. Love. And then God says, experience love coming from you to the people. In other words, you know, for an example, you know, Sue, always running around. I don't know what. And I couldn't believe it, you know. When is she going to be get tired, you know, to sit down? She'd be running around, you know, and like this morning, early in the morning, I guess she fixed breakfast and everything was ready there. All we had to do is, you know, pile whatever we want, you know. And a lot of things, you know, and I found out that in Sue's house, you know, It's abundant.
And
you see things that you never see in a home, you know, all kind of fruits, you know. One of the things that really amazed me was that under Carter, you know, she had this fruit basket with banana, you know, squash and all this, you know, coming up. You know, it looks to me, you know, that should be the way our home should be. Advertising, there's more than enough here. Anyway, you know, all these things, you know, is something that amazed me, you know. And then we drank all kind of soda, you know, and that amazed me too. She have you know, all different name of soda, you know. And then if she don't have it, you know, I find out, you know, she'd be running into another room to get any kind of soda that we want. I don't know where she has the storage. But she bring out those things and she pour in. And I tried to serve myself, but she's too quick, you know. So she ended up serving me. Anyway, one morning I said, you know, Sue, you're that woman that provide a table and also a lamp, you know. And I spent my time there for a prophet, so I said, you got a prophet reward.
Amen. There you go.
How many thank God for that? So just to go back to the scripture, this is what it means. Pursue love. Another word, love. Pursue love means, you know, being so hospitable. How many know that? You know, you could do that as a wife, you know, you could do that to your husband. You could do that to your children. You could do that to people that are coming into your home. You know, is pursue love. And love, if you really want to know what love is, you know, you can go back to 1 Corinthians chapter 13. And just one chapter before that, you know, and it says in verse 8, it says, love never fails, but whether there are prophecy, they will fail, cease, they will cease or fail. Whether there be tongue, they will cease. Whether there be knowledge, it will vanish. So all these other things are not important. This is what God says. But love is the highest level of life that God has in us. But when it comes to love, you know, we're too lazy. We don't want, you know, to go along with it, but yet, you know, so it's love is a gift that God gives to us and make us, you know, change our life, you know, to where we become, Lord God, give out and give and give and give, and we just enjoy giving. How many know that? That's love. And I see one of my relative here, Paul, and Bernadine. You know, they're one of the people, they're two of the people that really support. And they work out wherever they are, and they live most of the time in Phoenix, you know. But then they come back to the reservation. And these are people that I really depend on. And also my daughter and my son. It seems like, you know, the ministry that we have is, you know, that it's the family ministry. And love is the basis of everything. And if you go to back to 1 Corinthians 13, and it says, It says, verse 1, it says, though I speak with tongue of man and of angel, but have not love, I have become sound brass, or a jangling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understanding all mystery and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountain, but have not love, I am nothing. So love, another word, you know, coming together and encouraging one another. That's the most greatest thing that you can be. And if there's a need, you know, in the family, a need, especially in the ministry, you're always there. You move, you know, it moves you, you know, to meet those needs. And I've been here, you know, I really found out what Sue does. She run around in the house, you know, get everything ready for us, you know, and then she run out, you know, go somewhere, and I don't know, you know, but find out, you know, she's working all the time, outside and inside. Anyway, you know, I don't know where the strength comes from, but I know it comes from God. And in my life, you know, one of the things that I really appreciate, you know, from God is, you know, that God brings people to me, you know. And sometimes, you know, they take over what I wanted to do, what I want to accomplish. You know, they end up accomplishing those things, you know. And I end up, you know, having time to read and to pray. And that's the greatest blessing. And a lot of miracles happen, you know, in my life, you know. And one of the things is the book that I'm doing right now. It's impossible, but yet, one of the things that that I knew, God knew that I was going to write a book in Navajo. So when I got saved in 1964, December 7th, in back in Oklahoma City, or down south of Oklahoma City, I was coming back from Chicago. All I did in Chicago was, you know, going to Skid Row, drink, and alcoholic. And yet, my mother got saved in 1952. And she became a woman of prayer. And she was the one that, you know, tell me, God has shown her that I will be a minister. And it got so much to on me, you know, and I hate my mom, you know, to tell me, you know, that I was going to be a minister. And I keep telling her, I'll never be a minister. And then sometime I got so mad, I said, Mom, I said, I'll die before I become one. And my mom says, go ahead, you know, keep on going what you think, but you'll never die. You'll be a minister. And so, yeah. And being out there, you know, in the world, you know, drinking, and all I did was fight. I don't know, you know, it seemed like fight wasn't on my expertise. Anywhere I go, you know, end up fighting. And so, when you get in the fight, you know, some people use gun and some people use knife. And they try to kill you. So I have several experiences of being dead yet. But I never die. Because my mom said, you'll never die. You're going to become a minister. And there was a prophetic word, you know, to an unbeliever. How many know that? Powerful. And the Bible, you know, really emphasized that you be a prophet. A prophet to you, to yourself, and a prophet to your brothers and sisters. And so my mom was a prophet. And she tell me, you know, and then when I come back so drunk and I couldn't walk, you know, and she will say, "Here comes my pastor." I'll be coming in 2 o'clock in the morning, and she start fixing the fire and says, I'll cook for my pastor. She be saying that. And I want you to know, you know, that at the time when she should be worried that I was a drunkard and I was her son, I know my mom loved me so much, you know. And she didn't want me to be that way, but yet, you know, when I come in, you know, she says things, you know, opposite of the way she should be. And this is some of the things that as a Christian you need to learn. You know, instead of crying, says, "Why are you drinking?" and complaining and things like that, she said, "Here comes my pastor." And so she fixed me something, you know, and I'll be so hungry, you know, so I just enjoy eating. And here, you know, some of you, you know, if your son is doing it, you chase them out and say, "Get out of here, you know. Don't come back." And but she never did that. Her faith was so powerful. She was a different woman. And I could not even, I tried to hurt her, but she could not get hurt. I made fun of her. I just did say things, you know, that could hurt her, but she don't get hurt. And that's the way a Christian should be. And that was, Lord of God, beyond, Lord of God, your personality is something that, a gift that God had given to her. And that she act the way she act. And that's, Lord of God, it's God has those power for you to change. And if you want to change, you know, sometimes you got to ask the Lord, you know. I know change is so hard sometimes. Sometimes, you know, we know ourselves, and we know we're lacking where we should be. And then we just kind of go along and never ask the Lord, you know, "I want change. I want this position. I want to be like this. I want to be like Sue." How many know? How many find out Sue running around? She's always in the Lord's business. This is the first time I spent about three nights, you know, here. And I found all this out. How many know that? And so, going back to 1 Corinthians chapter 14, it says, pursue love. What does pursue mean? Run after it. Another word, then, make yourself do it. Sometimes, I think, you know, people that wear shirts says, "Do it." That goes along with, you know. Another word, you know, sometimes you as a person, you know, you feel like you can't do it. But did you know, supernaturally, God can change you to do it. Come on, raise your hand and say, thank you, Lord. But the reason why is that there's gift that God wants to give. And if we read this as pursue love, everybody say that.
Pursue love.
And desire, spiritual gift. Why does it say that? It says that Lord of God, that he says, pursue love, and you know, make yourself to love. Make yourself, Lord of God, to be hospitable. And do a good job. Don't complain. If you complain, you know, you didn't do it right.
That's it.
You might as well forget about the gift. So, it says, pursue love. And then because you qualify, you're qualified when you pursue love and make yourself do things that you don't want to do. And then glory to God, he says, after that, you qualify. Don't complain. You're qualified. And you're ready to receive the gift that God wants you to have. And one of the gifts he mentioned here, but especially, everybody say that. That you may prophesy. How many knows that prophecy is powerful?
Amen. Amen.
One time, this is back, I don't know, in 1970, a woman, you know, came and was crying. She was so crying, she felt like, you know, she was just, there's no way that, you know, she could, you know, permit anything to happen, you know. She got way, way down and crying. And I felt her spirit, you know. And I began to pray, you know, with the love that God gave to me. And the sun was almost down. It was about 2 o'clock in the winter time. And the reason why she came was that police, Navajo police, were searching for her mother, which was lost, and a big snow. The snow was big, you know. And the night that she got lost, it snowed, so her body was under the snow. And the police they found out where the tracks are, and they tried to have police, you know, search to find her, and they have a stick, you know, to find the body, but they couldn't find it for almost 2 weeks, and the police gave up. I guess that day they told her, you know, by tonight we're going to give up, and we won't come back and search for your mom till springtime. And she didn't want that. She wants her mom to be found. So I said, let's go. Let's just pray. And so we got together and pray and pray and pray. And all of a sudden, the Spirit of the Lord came upon me, and I told her. This is prophecy. And I says, your mother shall be found before sundown. It was 2 o'clock and the sun was still up. But yet God says, the next thing God showed me was, you know, what to do. He says, get in your pickup as fast as you can, you know, and go. So I said, God told me, get in your pickup and go. So we're going to get in the pickup and go over there. So we rushed and got in the pickup. You know, the first thing that God used me was prophecy. That's the gift of God. I told her, your mom's going to be found before sundown. And then the next thing was what to do. Get in the pickup and go there. And that's the word of wisdom. How many know that? The word of wisdom has a word that you speak to do something that you never knew what to do. The only thing was, we know the mother was lost in the snow, but yet the word of wisdom says, get in the pickup and go there. So I told them, let's get in the pickup and go there. That's what God told me. So we got in the pickup and got there. When we got there, the police was all back at the camp, and they were getting ready to leave. And the police, the head of the police, came up to me and says, why are you here? I says, the only thing I can say was repeat what God says. We're going to find her mother. We're going to find her mother, before sundown. And so police kind of got shook up. Instead of getting ready, I guess they just decided, see what happened, And they all were staying in the camp, And we just drove a little ways, and the Lord says there was a royal, and I was just about to get there when God spoke and says, go north. That means stop and go north, but I couldn't stop because we're going down and up. And so I kind of drove fast to get on the other side of the arroyo. When we got on the other side, we stopped going north on the other side. And the Lord says, I didn't told you to go north on this side. I told you to go north on the other side of arroyo. So I said, we're doing the wrong thing here. God told us to go north on the other side of the arroyo. So we come back across, and we start going north. I was just walking north. That's what God told me, go north. And that's by the word of wisdom. How many know that? The gifts of God is when you go into 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 8, it says that there's a gift called the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, and there's those two was our God was using me with. And so we start walking north, I start walking north, and then all of a sudden God says, stop. There was a tree there, and there was the snow was about this big, And I stepped there, and God says, turn around. So I was going north, I think this is north, right? But God says, turn east, right where you are. So I turned east, and that's all by the word of wisdom. So I turned east, and then the Lord says, look into that hole in the snow. There was a hole in the snow. It says, keep on looking at it. So I stand there, just looking at that hole. And the sun in the back of me was going down, and then all of a sudden, I saw the light going into that hole. And as the light go in the hole, and finally it got, the light hit the back of the hole. And I saw a blanket, colored blanket, out there. And I told those people that were around close by and said, come, And they all came and they all saw that. And then the daughter says, that's my mom's blanket. And that's how we found the body. I want you to know this gift. A word of wisdom and a word of knowledge is right now, available to you. You can have it, but first of all, you got to act like Sue. How many know that? It's by giving to people, helping people, and allow, hindrance that other people are going through, you know, you're there for them. You help them with no complaint. And then you're qualified to have the gift. How many thank God for that? Are you qualified? Are you sure you don't have that complaint? You do enjoy helping. How many know that? And that's pursuing love. And then God says you're qualified to have any of these 9 spiritual gifts. Amen. You know, I don't want to go into that, but I know I'm ready to finish. But I want you to know this is available to you. You can walk in the Spirit anytime. You can, glory to God, be available anytime to be used by the gift that God gives you. Just like this woman, you know, that came and says, my mom, you know, they couldn't find her. I want her to be found, you know. And God says, you know, it's possible you will find the mom before sundown. And this was impossible because here the police searched that area for 2 weeks. And by the gift of God, you know, we found that mother in just a matter of hours. How many thank God? So the gift is given to each and every one of you. So that, Lord God, you can complete, you can, Lord God, get your answer within, Lord God, a short time. How many know being a minister, you know, sometimes you come to a place where, Lord God, you don't know, you don't have the finance, and you need $1,000. How many know that? One time, and you know, I had that gift, you know. And I was praying, said, Lord God, I know, Lord God, you do the impossible. I said, I sure want $1,000 right now. And God says, you have it. And then God says, just prophesy and say, I got the $1,000. You got to say it loud. Do you understand that? It's kind of foolish. You don't stand there because you don't want anybody to hear you. Because if it doesn't happen, you act like a fool. But I was so bold, you know, because God gave me the boldness. And I said, I got $1,000 right now. I said, Kenneth, you got $1,000 right now. And the phone rang. I picked up the phone and glory to God. And then somebody on the other side, you know, says, Brother Kenneth, you know, I deposit $1,000 into your account. How many knows? You know, how many share your account number with somebody? I do. So this, I trust them first. And these were people, you know, that asked me, I want your account number. And I know I trust them. And one of them, Lord God, put $1,000 in my account. How many know it's a miracle? Why don't you raise your hand and say, Lord, first of all, Lord, I really desire to qualify for the gift. Lord, I know it's hard to work for you sometimes, but make me available to my brothers and sisters that I may, Lord God, be right there for them. If they have any need, I'll pray If they need money, I'll provide it. If they need food, I'll also provide that. But Lord, I know that's impossible for me to do. But Lord, I want a miracle. To have abundance. To give without complaint. I want, Lord God, to do your word with joy. Because it is written, love is joy. And I, Lord God, I want to give and do things for you with joy. And I know, Father, I have received. Everybody says, I am a blessed man. If you're a woman, say, I'm a blessed woman. Thank the Lord. I want to pray for people, you know. If you qualify, you know, I want to lay my hand upon you. How many knows that's a ministry of an apostle is to lay hand on people and they will receive? If you qualify, you know yourself. So you come in line, or I'll lay my hand on you. And God says, you know, when I lay my hand on you, you will begin to get the gift of God. And Lord God, you have to, Lord God, practices. And you had to be